What does the Irish horror movie tell us about attitudes to race in Ireland? And can a mixed race guard in an Irish crime series ever be just a guard? The background to these questions is tackled in The Black Irish on Screen, the first major study of black and mixed race themes in Irish television and cinema. The book's author is Dr. Zalia Sava of Dundalk Institute of Technology, and she talked to Finn Keegan about new images and old.
Keep a wide eye out for little black one on the run.
In the early 2000s, you have the emergence of, I suppose, a young group of filmmakers who want to make low-budget films, but are also interested in exploring more realistic portrayals of Ireland on screen. So questions around class and gender and race become more prevalent then, which corresponds with the emergence of the Celtic Tiger and changing formulations of Irishness, but also is something that's been important to the horror genre since George A. Romero's work. In 2005, you have Isolation and Boy Eats Girl, which emerge as two horror films with mixed-race leads, symbols of the new Ireland and a new tolerance and a new understanding of Irishness, but also mixedness as monstrosity and the kind of contradictory relationship that we have with racial others in this country, where we're both excited by the other, but also afraid in some way of losing a sense of what it means to be Irish.
What have you done?
Help me.
And you make the point that black and mixed race characters in these films are no longer on the edges, but right in the centre of the narrative.
Yeah, the interesting thing with those two films is that the protagonists are women and mixed-race women. And one in Boy Eats Girl, the protagonist is played by Samantha Mumba. So a globally recognisable face, which is representative of Irishness, but a very different kind of Irishness to the Maureen O'Hara archetype. And then you have Ruth Negger in Isolation, who's talked about the difficulty of casting agents in America understanding her as an Irish woman, because they assume that to be Irish you have to be pale-skinned, have freckles, red hair. You know, the 1950s stereotype is still very popular, but these young women who are becoming, certainly in the case of Negger, becoming a kind of again, a globally recognisable face, the new face of Ireland, the face of the new Ireland, if you like.
One day soon I'm gonna tell the moon about the crime.
The best known Irish film involving black and mixed race depictions is now over 20 years old, Neil Jordan's The Crying Game. But race is only one aspect, one thread in a complex tapestry in that film.
The film really celebrates, I think, the idea of moving beyond binaries and boundaries and borders and being able to view each other as fluid identities. It queers the idea of identity as something established and certain, and starts to look at the liminal, shifting, transient parts of identity. But I think that race is used in the film as a kind of visible embodiment of that third space, and of the need to, I suppose, blur our dichotomies and our oppositional constructs in order to get a more diverse view of ourselves and society and move away from this idea of homogeneity and fixedness.
New media has opened up new discussions, and Racist B&B was one film that caught your eye on YouTube.
It's a little farcical sketch called Racist B&B, which is I suppose, a parody of a nationwide piece about this very well-to-do, pleasant, ordinary woman living in the country, very recognisable mammy figure, discussing very politely her prejudices and the ways in which she manages to keep foreign others out of her B&B.
So we asked them a few questions on the phone, like, do you take the sun well? Or could you clap along to this Michael Jackson track? And if they have fantastic rhythm or they sound a bit tanned, we tell them that there's a festival on, that we're full. And if that doesn't put them off, we tell them that it's a racism festival.
Father Ted had a wonderful moment when I think Ted is at a party, at a room full of priests, and he turns to a black priest and said something about, Father, are you over from Africa? And he says,
I'm from Donegal.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, I mean, that's a question that I face most days. Where are you really from? Where are your parents from? There is a difficulty that continues in everyday society in Ireland of acknowledging that Irishness is not defined by whiteness. So it's unfortunately still, you know, it's a very contemporary comment, even though that episode must have come out 15 years ago, I would say. And I was watching having watched the last season of Love Hate, I was very happy to see that they had included, I think, only the second non-white character in the cast. Aaron Heffernan's character, Guard, a new detective. And Aaron Heffernan himself is a mixed race. And I was happy to see that he was just able to be a guard. And his identity was that of a detective. And so we were watching him in his professional life, relaxing with friends, you know, with work friends in breaks, and conducting his investigations. And then at one point when they're on a stakeout, somebody calls him Obama. And I just felt sad that it was still necessary to acknowledge the fact that he was racially different and not just allow him to be another guard. What difference really does it make?
Dr. Zelia Sava there, and her book, The Black Irish on Screen, is available online from peterlang.com, and there are for sure copies at the Irish Film Institute bookshop in Dublin.